Hello and testing. This is a new podcast called Beds News, complete with traffic sounds from outside, because I am not in a soundproof room. Beds News is about New Zealand news that is quite interesting, and will be played by when I put it up to your iTunes basis. At the moment there is no website, there may never be a website. I really don't know if people are interested in this or not. I am actually just trying something new. Anyway, let's move on. The first story I wish to tell people about is, well, the Cricket World Cup's coming up, isn't it? Yes, it is. The Cricket World Cup is coming up soon, about a month away. So currently New Zealand are playing a one-day international at Auckland. In Auckland, at Eden Park, and it is raining. Not a good sign, and there are some, I'm not sure what score there are. I think they're about 70-1. The third one-day international against Sri Lanka. But this is not necessarily about cricket, really. Although, in saying that, New Zealand Cricket has announced today that it has improved its website for more traffic, so more people can access their website. Apparently, they have lodged, they are using an Australian firm's website now, so which is interesting. They are expecting a high amount of traffic during the World Cup, and that's why they decided to increase the amount of traffic they can actually have. So, they apparently, New Zealand provides scoring online and would only notify members of email when video highlights of World Cup matches sourced by Sky New Zealand were ready to watch. "We're going to have a bit of exclusive content for members," they are saying. Cricket tended to lend itself to an online following. I actually watch most of my stuff online myself. Many domestic games aren't broadcast on radio or television, so fans tend to keep in touch by keeping a tab open on their computer, he said. There are commercial sports sites that provide ball-by-ball commentary of major matches, Evans said. New Zealand Cricket was keen to attract as many people as possible to its website, where it could provide better exposure for its sponsors. "We'd love to have more traffic." Everyone must have more traffic unless you're on the road and you're about to crash. Evans said live streaming matches online would become more practical, and New Zealand Cricket was keen to get more into that domestic and women's cricket. I actually quite enjoy watching women's cricket live, personally. I am a former cricketer myself. At club level, I captained a third grade side for about 15 years. I was also doing a lot of community work and stuff, and I really enjoyed it, and now my time in cricket's pretty much over, even though I'm a qualified umpire. That's another story. I'm in New Plymouth. They have heaps of umpires here. Heaps. Don't need me at all. That's fine. I'm just going to move on and try something new and do a podcast. There's some New Zealand news for you. I'm sure you've heard that New Zealand news already, but I thought what I intend to do with this podcast is do some interesting New Zealand news. Yes. So apparently, one thing I was reading today was something about a coffee machine. A group of people in Fielding in Manawatū, I'm actually from that part of the country, invented a coffee related of Kiwi ingenuity. Yes, Idea Developments Limited, a Fielding based product design and development company, is helping to turn these three Kiwi lads' dreams into a reality. Maybe I should get a job working for him. Ramsey Guy, GYDA, Jason Stevens, and Jeremy Brooker. I actually know some Brookers. Probably know some as father. I don't know. I have no idea. Of Wellington. Oh, well, there you go. Wanted to transform the ritual of brewing your daily coffee and came up with the idea of having three coffee brewing methods. French press plunger, filter and stovetop in one. Enter Kim Scott and his idea development team, who worked 8 months in creating the prototype. "Our involvement was to keep their vision intended for product. It would be fair to say they came to us with a clear brief. Some of our clients come to us with an idea where these guys had already done a bunch of work beforehand. I have lots of ideas, but I don't know if any of them would be turned into a Kickstarter or anything, personally. A mock-up was made using clay, a piece of plastic pipe, and screw items that were held in the hand, such as a handle, were molded with clay to make sure they felt right. Once we get a level of confidence that is in the right shape and size, the visual language of the product are correct, and then we move into 3D CAD modeling and start to apply engineering. Ooh, that sounds really interesting. Guy, who has been involved in the coffee industry for years, I'd love to work in the coffee industry. I think I'd be quite happy being a barista, actually, personally. Said the device would appeal to coffee lovers and mainstream coffee drinkers who took pressure from the daily coffee brewing experience. I just put the jug on. The Evolve 3.0 is designed to make it easy for anyone who likes to experiment with coffee brewing methods to achieve a truly barista quality standard coffee at home, Guide said. Our aim was to integrate our three favorite processes into one elegant solution that expands the experience and possibilities of what can be achieved with a single brewing device. It was the 8th coffee and tea making device the company had worked on. There you go. That was from the Manitou Evening Standard. That's the local paper where I used to live. Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm going to be doing in this sort of podcast. There's lots of news that interests me that I read all around the place that doesn't get to make into mainstream media. So as someone that's quite techie inclined and someone that likes playing around with sound, audio, video, I thought this would be an interesting experience. Now, I don't have the best audio gear. There's going to be people, if they do podcasts, that are going to say, "This sounds shocking." I agree that I sound shocking and my voice is shocking, but I'm trying to stop saying that too. Every time I start trying to stop saying I say damn it. But I thought that this could be interesting to people, interesting in what New Zealand people do. I was reading also. I just banged a desk in my hand. I was reading also that there's a dog in Taranaki, right? And it got famous yesterday or the day before. And it got really famous because Alan DeGeneres from the Alan Show saw this dog's picture and actually talked about it on his show. So the dog with the Labrador, it's got a little like praying mantis on top of its nose. It was quite interesting little photo. If I was doing a video, I could throw it in, but I'm not. So that went viral yesterday. So there's a bit of New Zealand news. Really interesting. And it's all good. And that's what I'm going to be doing. Probably 10 minute podcasts. Maybe on a daily basis if I have time, without too much editing, with some music in the background. Turn down. I will be using Creative Commons music. All my music is Creative Commons. I normally get it from freemusic.org. I think it's freemusic.org or something like that. And the music is Creative Commons and can be used in podcasts. I think I like a couple of songs from there. One's Divider, which I quite like for the background music, but I can change that. I can also, I have enough editing skills to throw in like sound bites and stuff like that. So if that happens, I will, but I don't want to go too over the top. So there you guys go, the first Beards News podcast. Will anyone be interested in this? I don't. I have never tried doing a podcast on iTunes before. Maybe the crowd likes it. It's a bit more friendlier than YouTube. Who knows? Let's see what happens. Beards News out.